Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. Now, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj is going to describe a verse that Mahaprabhu recited at Rath Yatra. Ya komara hara saeva hi varas taeva chait. He's going to describe it. He's already described it in an earlier chapter of Madhya Lila. Now he's going to describe it again. This verse, I'll read the verse and then we'll start with his explanation. Yes. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet, still, my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vitasi tree. That is my desire. So Kaviraj Goswami then says, I have already explain this verse, now I shall simply describe it in brief. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place, Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Sri Brahmanar to sing the refrain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath. You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of the bees and chirping of the birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appeared just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. Bhagavate acheyache radhika vachana porve taha sutra madhye kariyache varnana. Kaviraj Goswami says, I have already described in brief Srimati Radharani's statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses, but people in general could not understand their meaning. The meaning of those verses was known to Srupa Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Srila Rupa Goswami has broadcast the meaning. While dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the following verse, which he tasted in the association of Srupa Damodar Goswami. Ahus chate nalini nabba padara vindam yogeshvara vidivachintyamaga dabodhai samsara kupa patito aranvalambam kehanjushtamapi manush yudita sadana. The gopis spoke thus. Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.48. The gopis were never interested in karma yoga, jnana yoga, or dhyana yoga. They were simply interested in bhakti yoga. Unless they were forced, they never liked to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Rather, they preferred to take the lotus feet of the Lord and place them on their breasts. Sometimes they regretted that their breasts were so hard, fearing that Krishna might not be very pleased to keep his soft lotus feet there. When those lotus feet were pricked by the grains of sand in the Vrindavan pasturing ground, the gopis were pained and began to cry. The gopis wanted to keep Krishna at home always, and in this way their minds were absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Such pure Krishna consciousness can arise only in Vrindavan. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain his own mind, which was saturated in the ecstasy of the gopis. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. The mind's activities are thinking, feeling, and willing, by which the mind accepts materially favorable things and rejects the unfavorable. This is the consciousness of people in general. But when one's mind does not accept and reject, but simply becomes fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, then one's mind becomes as good as Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna is, there are also Srimati Radharani, the gopis, the cowherd boys, and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus, as soon as one fixes Krishna in his mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. In other words, when one's mind is completely free from all material desires and is engaged only in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one always lives in Vrindavan and nowhere else. Continuing. Prana natta shuna mora satya nivedana vraja amara sadhana tahan tomara sangama napailana rahi jivana. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Only when the mind is free from designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matter for thinking, feeling, and willing. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. Continuing, Mahaprabhu's words. Purve udvadware eva sakshar amare yoga jnani kohila upai. Tumi vidagda kripa maya janaha amara vidhaya more aitse kahete na yujai. My dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge in mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing. But My mind doesn't accept it. There's no place in my mind for Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana and Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The process of mystic yoga, the speculative method for searching out the Supreme Absolute Truth, does not appeal to one who is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. A devotee is not at all interested in speculative activities. Instead of cultivating speculative knowledge or practicing mystic yoga, a devotee should worship the deity in the temple and continuously engage in the Lord's service. Temple deity worship is realized by the devotees to be the same as direct service to the Lord. The deity is known as the Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar, an incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the form of material manifestation, brass, stone, or wood. Ultimately, there is no difference between Krishna manifest in matter or Krishna manifest in spirit, because both are his energies. For Krishna, there is no distinction between matter and spirit. His manifestation in material form, therefore, is as good as his original form, Satit Ananda Vigraha. A devotee constantly engaged in deity worship according to the rules and regulations laid down in the Shastras and given by the spiritual master realizes gradually that he is in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he loses all interest in so-called meditation, yoga practice, and mental speculation. Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, and we shall also continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.